This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, The Intern by David Tlale is a 13-episode reality TV show shot in the heart of Johannesburg. It follows 12 contestants on their journey to becoming David Tlale's next assistant designer. The first episode of The Intern by David Tlale will air on the 12th of July. It already has on SABC3. All right, it started already. Grand finale will be a special, spectacular 2-hour show in October 2017 where they will announce the winner. How exciting is that? He's in the studio with us this morning, David Tlale. Come and take a seat here and make yourself comfortable, man. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, dude. Nice to see you.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're looking as spectacular as ever. You don't age. What's going on there?
Really?
Spend
good.
A lot of time in the gym. You get some Botox done. What's going on? Come on. Fill me in.
You just eat healthy.
You
I don't have
eat
time
healthy?
To go to gym.
Are you very particular about what you eat?
Yes, I have a very volatile, I'd say, diet. My office knows. And
what kind of diet's this?
I juice a lot.
Oh, you juice?
Yeah, and then I eat junk food from time to time.
Okay, but the juicing, you've got to help me with this because I don't know how this works. So I've got a juicer at home.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to buy very particular ingredients and they go off within 2-3 days. So you have to use them when they're fresh.
Yeah, you buy what you need. For 3 days.
Do you buy it or do you have an assistant?
I buy it and then they juice it for me.
So your assistant at least does the juicing.
Yeah. And so I don't have the time for juicing.
Do you have specific recipes that you like?
It's very simple. I juice mostly greens and a bit of carrot and beets from time to time. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Apparently that's really good for you.
Yeah.
Damn, dude. My problem is I've got the juicer, but I never buy the ingredients on time and then they end up going off and I get like one good smoothie out of there. And I feel like an idiot because I've got then rotten stuff lying around. And I put it in the fridge. I'm not an idiot. But
you must buy like very little, not a lot. Because
but then you have to go to the shops every second day.
Don't you have a helper?
No, you see, this is why I asked you if you've got an assistant. You've got someone who does that for you.
No, I do the groceries myself, especially the vegetables.
Where do you shop usually? Are you picky about
in the CBD? I buy my vegetables in the market, in the CBD, in the streets.
Oh,
best ever. Organic ever.
And do you live near there?
Yes.
Oh, you live in the CBD.
I walk.
You are so trendy. I wish I could be like you.
What's wrong with you?
No, I should be like you because you just have such a feeling for what is elegant and what is stylish. You seem to have your life, and I'm not being patronizing about this. You know I wouldn't be able to do that. You seem to do things beautifully.
I try, Gareth. I'm trying to get this live.
What are you trying to do there? You're trying to get your... Yeah, just put...
live
yeah. Okay. David's trying to arrange his cell phone.
There we go. Yeah. Let's do this.
All right.
Yeah.
You seem to do things beautifully. It's important to you that you live gracefully and elegantly. It seems that there's a flow to your existence. That's what I want to be able to do.
I think I try to just live conveniently because I live, I work, I shop in the city. I hardly sit in traffic. So me going to work takes me about 4 minutes on record. Peak hour is 7 minutes.
Where are your studios?
My studios are in Maboneng.
Okay.
And I live uptown.
Are you in a very beautiful apartment?
It's basic. It's comfortable.
I don't believe it's basic.
I'm saying basic for me.
Oh. But it's beautiful. I would imagine it is not.
It is beautiful and basic for me.
I would imagine it's designer from top to... I don't mean expensive or flashy. What I mean is that it's beautifully done. Like, again, everything has its place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're looking for a certain pair of socks, you know where they're going to be.
Yes.
You probably have this immaculate dressing room.
No.
No. Is it a mess?
Simple.
Oh, it's simple?
Go it's on. Very simple. Yeah. All the pants are together.
Yes.
And they're all black. Yes. All the t-shirts are together and they're all black. All the shirts are all together. They're black. All the jackets are together. They're black.
It's like Sia.
Sia very Jesus. Simple.
See, that's the way to go.
That's the only way to do it.
I'm an idiot. I'm such an idiot. I've got so many clothes that I shouldn't be wearing because they make me look stupid. And if I just did what you did, my cupboards would be simple as well. And it would be easy to get dressed in the morning.
Yeah, and then you don't have to like think 500 times, what am I wearing today? You just like pull it.
Will it coordinate?
It just works.
After this, I'm going to go home and I'm gonna throw out everything.
You think so?
Yeah. I'm going to come to you. You're going to be my... I'm going to have to pay you a lot of money, but you're my consultant.
Okay, cool. That's fine. We'll do that.
Do you charge people for that?
Consultation, yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
These are probably rich, famous people.
No, it's normal people.
Really?
I deal mostly with normal people like you, Sia, everybody here, and my clients are normal people. Because it's people that love wearing clothes.
And they say to you, David, I want to look really good, but I don't know how. Help me to figure that out, and just help me to tidy out my in my mind what my closet should look like, what kind of looks I should have. You know, keep it simple.
Yeah, I do that quite often. I plan people's wardrobes, and then we get rid of the old clothing, and then start getting new things, because you know, over the years I've seen people, they buy clothes not because they need them, it's just because they just think, okay, let me buy something. And there's pieces that are probably also in your wardrobe, including underwear, that you haven't worn in the past 3 months.
Throw it away.
And I always say just throw it away because you don't need it. Just give it to someone who needs it.
You look, and I wouldn't normally describe how any guests look, but you look really good today, so it's worth commenting on this. All in black, but you've got the black sunglasses on. What kind of glasses are those?
They're very Tom Ford.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Thank you.
You got a black jacket on. What is that? Is it like black denim?
It's denim.
Yeah, it's black denim. Like he's got a plain denim. Black t-shirt underneath. Yeah. It looks perfect.
Oil denim. You see, oil even denim. Just see? Terms like that show up.
You've got sort of a necklace-y,
like a rosary
type thing going on. Mm-hmm. And then the black jeans.
Yes. They're black.
Got boots. Mm-hmm.
Black boots, black
ankle
socks.
Boots.
Mm. White underwear.
White underwear. Now, why the white underwear?
That's the only thing that I wear.
And only certain people will ever get to see that you have the white underwear on.
Yes.
So it's almost like a privilege. You're allowed into the sanctum.
Get it.
I'm right, huh? So it's a special privilege. When you ever see white, you know that you're in the special... the golden circle, standing room.
Maybe, maybe.
All right, I like this. So how was it filming The Intern? Did you enjoy it, or was it a nightmare process?
It is a nightmare. We're still filming because it takes 4 days to do one episode. Because, I mean, each episode is 48 minutes, and it's not scripted. It's purely based on how the interns actually react and how I feel at that particular moment.
When you started it, you obviously thought this will be easy. They can just film us while we're busy, right?
I thought so. I can run my business and it just be on set, and then I'll be fine.
This is getting in the way of your work.
It is. I mean, like it takes about, I mean, like 80% of my time on a daily basis. So and yeah, but I love it. I'm enjoying it. It's really, really great, and I mean the reviews are great. The show is growing. People are now starting to have an appointment to watch The Intern every Wednesday. So it's really
and
beautiful.
And by the way, if you want to know more on the show, you can go to theintern.co.za and you can find out a whole lot more. And maybe if there's another season, you can sign up.
Yeah, you are. I mean, we our last episode is on the 1st of October, which is 2 hours special. And so you just keep following us on Instagram, The Intern SA, and it's happening. It's like really amazing.
I reckon for you, in your line of work, and with the reputation you've developed, Instagram must be the most important of all the social media.
I think so. It's been really phenomenal, and how it's grown and helped my business to grow.
I think Instagram is more important to fashion than Fashion Week in Paris.
Not really. It just helps you to expose your brand, but Paris Fashion Week is the business of fashion.
Okay, so in other words, to reach the market, Instagram is still useful.
It's still useful. I think it's much more powerful than any other social media platform.
But in terms of the business of fashion, if you aren't at these fashion weeks, you don't count. And it's, of course, SA Fashion Week this coming weekend.
Yeah, well, it's Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
Sorry, that I don't know.
There's two.
I don't know the
there's
sponsors.
It's not that.
It's
different. Okay, so African Fashion Week is another company, and then... then Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week is hosted by African Fashion International, which is where I've been showcasing for the past, how many years now? I don't know.
Is there beef between SA Fashion Week and Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week?
Or I don't think there's a need for that, because at the end of the day, we're designers and we decide where to showcase. And I don't think there should be any beef at any given point. If there is, it's between
you don't
them.
Know about
I don't know.
It.
I don't know.
I remember when we last had you in here, we were talking about how you started your career and, you know, Fos La Rus and then that degree that you didn't want to do and how you eventually found your way to fashion. But now you're such a household name and people are so proud of you here. You're up there. And again, I don't want to say too much because then it sounds like you're almost trying too hard to make someone sound as good as they are. But the fact is, you know, you're up there with like Trevor Noah as an export of ours. The rest of the world, there's a greater chance that they'll know David Tlale than most of the people who in South Africa think they're celebrities. I mean, your name is out there, you know? It's true. And you kind of are in the company of like your Charlizes and your Trevors, those sort of things. David Tlale is a name people know.
I think we're still on our journey there. We're still building. I think 15 years into the industry, I feel like we've just begun and the world is starting to pay attention to what we do or who we are, which is quite fascinating.
Well, the fact that you say we, the fact that you say we is like the Queen of England. She says we when she really means I. that means you're royalty. Talk like royalty.
Well, yeah, in David Tlale, there's many of us. There's, there's design team, there's production team, there's the interns. We're all part of this, I'd say, madness.
You launched a thing called Premium Gala, right?
Yeah.
And this was like our own Met Gala.
Yeah.
And how well has that been received?
It's the first one, it was purely a launch. We literally had about 60 people in one room, and we're planning another one for November 14th this year, which is going to be bigger, hoping that it ultimately becomes the brand in South Africa or in Africa, because really we want to have our premium gala on the 14th of February every year, because, you know, sometimes you get so frustrated, you don't even know what to do on Valentine's Day, and I think most of my friends, they're like, what's this Valentine thing about? We're working, can we just chill or whatever? So we're trying to have a big event around Valentine's Day.
Okay, that sounds good, because I think a lot of people also, there's pressure on them for Valentine's Day.
I know.
Have to do something. And they don't really want to do anything. Okay, but you say your friends. Now, who are your friends? Are these famous people? Because I see you and you're sort of, you have a crew, some very well-known people in that. I reckon you attract a lot of top-level celebrities who want to be friends with you, because then they can say, oh, you know, David, I need this dress for this. And then you might help them out.
No, I think celebrities, some of them, they don't like me because I make them pay to get clothing. And I don't dress them for
notoriously
free.
Cheap. Hey?
I don't dress.
Celebrities are the cheapest people.
I run a business. You know, especially when celebrities, they're like, oh, dress me, I'm going to MC at this gig. I'm like, yeah, you're being booked, meaning you're going to get paid. Why am I not getting paid? I'm also running a business as much as you're running a business. So they're like, no, but David, this, that. I'm like, relax.
Go somewhere else. You don't mind if they end up wearing someone else's stuff.
Look, I don't mind it. I'm not going to even take it personal, because at the end of the day, there's nothing as worse as people portraying lies to say, I'm wearing David Tlale, when you can't even afford one piece. Buy a shirt or a blouse or a pair of pants. And then what?
It's like I had a friend and she went to New York for the first time, and she went to, I can't remember what shop it, I think it was, she went to Donna Karen or something.
Yeah.
And she bought like one tiny cheapest thing in the shop. She walked out and she was so happy because she got one piece of design.
One item. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
start with that.
Yeah, start there, you know, and then I'm like, okay, fine, I see you've got at least Jockey by David Tlale, for heaven's sake. It's less than 500 rand. You know, it's okay.
Even for the poor, that's something that can
No, don't say such things, Wena. So I mean, just support the business, you know, and then it's, for me, it becomes very easy to support you, seeing that you're also supporting my brand. And you asked about my friends. I have like literally about 6 true friends, like the people that I spend a lot of time, and people that I can just call when things are happening, you know? And then I've got acquaintances and other people, friends.
Tell you honestly when they think that maybe you've got a bit full of yourself, or they think that maybe you've made a misstep in public? Because a lot of people, when they become successful and mm-hmm. well-known like you, people are not honest with you anymore. They start telling you what they think you want to hear.
Yeah.
And then they're not really friends if they do that.
Yeah. I do have, like, amongst the six friends, the three that actually do that. And one of them is my sister. And I just had coffee with her this morning. And then we were just chatting. And it's very interesting what you're saying now. And she was like, "But David, do you think that was the right move?" I'm like, "Yeah, I think it is." And she's one person that I can open up, like, completely.
She's
and
got your back.
She got my back, and it's really phenomenal to
have
her.
So if she tells you something that you don't really want to hear, you know it comes from a good place.
No, I know she means it well, and she's just warning me to say just be careful and just do it right, you know?
Have you always had an eye for... Because fashion isn't just about the clothes. Fashion is about... And design. Fashion and design, it's all about... Everything must fill the space properly. It must look appropriate for the circumstances. It mm-hmm. must be the right feel. And there's just no way to define that for people who don't have that ability to mm-hmm. see what works. Do you think you were born with that, or is it something that you learned?
I know that I was born with it, and then having to go learn for it helped me quite a lot, because I understand better. I understand texture, I understand proportion, and also set trends as well. And along the journey, I then become like a visionary kind of thing, because I see my collections in my head before they even happen. So by the time we start making them in studio, I'm already done. Like yesterday, I had my first fitting for the Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week on Friday. So I'm done. It's already completed, you know?
Do you ever sit and have just creative blocks where you just can't, there's just nothing coming, and you think, "Oh, all the best designs are already done. I can't, I'm finished, I'm done"?
Creative block happens several times. But the thing is,
how do you break through it?
I don't, because I try not to even to design or anything. I just walk away and I just leave it and continue. This is how it happens, Gareth, is that over the year, I design quite a lot and I write concepts down. Mm-hmm. So come the time I have to do a new collection, I don't have to cringe and then try to do research or anything. I just go into my black book and I start, you know, developing product from there and prints and everything else. And then it happens. And I will never have a creative block during a collection, because I think that's being very lazy, because all that happens way in advance.
You never stop working.
You can't
stop. In other
words,
you whenever you feel the inspiration, you put something in
the black
book.
You just put it down.
What's your black book? Is it your phone? Do you write stuff down on there? Do you take pictures of stuff? Are you Pinteresting? Are you one of those people who you actually keep a notebook, an actual notebook with a pen?
Yeah, I have a small visionary book, vision book, and a visual diary. I write notes.
Now, if that
I write.
Got stolen, you'd be furious.
No. It's in my head. For the fact that I've written it down, it's already stuck in my head.
So you almost have a photographic memory then?
I do.
That's phenomenal.
I hardly, even when I travel or even when I see something beautiful in a magazine or in a store, I hardly take pictures, because I'll just remember it.
I thought that you would probably keep a record of this stuff. You know, that's why I suppose so many people... No, not because you didn't have a great memory. I didn't know that about you. But I would think you would hate to lose a good idea.
No. I mean, there's... If you're a creative, you can never lose a great idea. If you forget to do it, it's like, okay, fine, another one will come through. And then you keep designing. That's why people say, "Why do you have interns? Aren't you scared they will steal your ideas?" I'm like, they steal my ideas that I've already done, and they can't steal what I'm about to do.
Because only you know that.
Only me know, and they're just repeating my history, so might as well.
Do you, when you're looking for an intern, like on this show, are you looking for someone who's talented, who's creative, who's brilliant, or are you just looking for a workhorse who just does what they're told?
No, I'm looking for someone
who just does as they're told.
No,
make me my juice.
Do the juicing,
no,
you
no,
son
no.
of a bitch.
No.
What What is this? I don't want your creative input. Make my juice. Get out of my office.
No, I want someone who's creative, someone who understands fashion, and not someone who's going to try to be me, because we already have that. So I want someone who's going to come in and invoke much more creativity and work ethic, and must be willing to be.
Do you prefer male or female interns?
It don't matter.
Really?
No.
Because you don't get annoyed if it's a certain kind of personality. Let's say there's a personality, these people who just want to be close to David Clay.
Yeah.
This is their moment to shine. They want to be on TV.
Those people never make it.
Really?
They phase out like day two or something. Mm. Because people think, we're just going to be around David.
I just want to work with you.
And then what? We work, like really, really we work. And, you know, our first...
Do you make those people empty the rubbish bins and
I give them the hardest challenges, actually.
Which are?
Which are having to create a pattern, or even like a simple pattern.
You say to them, go up onto the roof and make a pair of wings and try to fly down.
No.
That's how people get fired.
And then they plummet to the pavement.
Exactly. And I just like make people just like really work hard, because they think just being in the fashion industry is like walk in the park. It's not. Yeah. It's really hard work. And in our team, we like people know that we put in the hours. Like my interns, when they saw me working, they're like, do you actually really make patterns? I'm like, yes, I do make patterns. I do work. And they're like, but we've never seen you working late. I'm like, you never see me working late here. I work late at my house and creating all these collections and making sure that it happens.
Who do you run these things by? Are you so sure that when you've come up with a pattern or something that it's good, that you don't need to check with anyone? Do you have a bouncing board? Do you brainstorm? Or is it just a solo creative process?
I think the creative direction is purely me, because I have to make sure that it's right, and I kind of like I make the final decision on the direction. But when it comes to like patterns and everything else,
Someone's calling.
Sorry,
you. Do you want to get it?
No, really.
You can answer it here.
No,
might have been someone interesting.
No, it's office. Oh. So it's when it comes to patterns and fitting and everything else, it is purely a team effort. Okay. I have a design team. I have the dream team, which once we've made a pattern, we have a fitting session. We criticize this. We change it. Even now, while we're building the collection, it's not just me. I'm like, okay, come, let's look at it together. What do you think? Let's make it short or whatever. And so that, you know, you still have that input from someone else, because the way I see it, you don't see it. And yeah, becomes great.
That's interesting, because I would imagine that, you know, for some people they might find it intimidating, mm-hmm, criticizing your work, because they hold you in such high regard.
I'm very open to criticism, because not always that I'm right, not always that I'm perfect, because this is you know, it's fashion, you know, and it's always good to hear what someone else thinks. But in terms, like I said, in terms of the final look and feel of the collection, I have that. Because I'm going to be judged, not them.
Mm. I'm always amazed with creative people that they manage to have a separation between their personal life outside of work,
mm-hmm,
and their work. Yes, it's hard to do. When you say, as you said earlier, you never stop looking for ideas and patterns, and the world is full of color and imagination,
yeah,
and stuff that you then absorb and you take it in, and somehow this machine that is your brain,
yeah,
churns out something beautiful at the end of it. But you do manage to switch off, I'm sure. Otherwise, you'd go crazy.
I do, actually.
So you go on holidays? Do you get away? Do you spend time on your own and not think about work?
I love traveling. And I think that's when I really have like a bit of a moment. Not even when I land in a particular city or whatever. When I'm flying, it's my best time.
Because no one can phone you.
No one can phone me, no email, no nothing. I don't even try to like, okay, let me do research.
I don't want Wi-Fi on planes.
No, I don't want it. I don't. I once flew... And they're like, okay, ladies and gentlemen, there's Wi-Fi. I'm like, no Wi-Fi. The whole point of flying is for you to detach from the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I do that very, very well. And I try not to be in a very quiet place, because that's when my head is buzzing with ideas.
So you like a lot of noise around you, a lot of distractions.
I hate oceans. I hate it. I'm much of a city person. I like the hustle and the bustle.
So tell me where you've been recently.
I haven't been anywhere recently for the past 3 months.
Okay.
My last trip was Paris, which is going to happen again in the next 3 weeks.
Do you love Paris?
Love Paris.
Do you like Paris more than New York or London or Milan or any of those places?
Because
every fashion person has a different take on this.
Yeah. I don't really like London. Uh-huh. I don't know why, but it's just like that thing. And I used to love New York. And New York has changed. It's no longer what it used to be. The lifestyle, the nightlife, fashion has changed. The behavior around has changed. And because I don't really, when I go to a city, I don't really do the tourist things. I hang around with locals and I kind of like feel like I live there.
Right.
And New York is no longer the same. And now Paris is changing. In the past, I used to hate Paris because if you didn't speak French, people didn't like speak to you or anything else. And now there's a new generation of young people, artists and everything else. And also just like normal people to say, you know, we have foreigners coming into our country and let us embrace it. It's really, really beautiful. And I find myself, I'm falling in love with Paris yet once again. And it's really beautiful.
It is the most magnificent city. It's just, it feels to me like everybody is proud of their little piece of Paris.
You they know? Are, yeah.
They plant little flowers in their window boxes. Everything's clean.
And it's like, everything's so petite.
And the women dress so beautifully.
And men as well.
And the men. But they seem to me to put an enormous amount of effort, no matter how old or young they are.
Yeah.
They don't leave their house looking anything but perfect.
On the other hand, Milan is doing phenomenal when it comes to culture as well, and lifestyle, and dressing, and the food is glorious.
You like Italian food?
Yes, absolutely.
So when you go to these places, what for you is the highlight? You've done Paris Fashion Week a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
You've done New York. Which one for you is the crowning achievement so far? I'm not saying that there isn't going to be greater stuff ahead.
I think New York Fashion Week has been like really the most amazing. And that's why now we like really focusing on Europe to like get into the European market. And I think from Europe, because of the time zone and, you know, I can just leave at night in the morning. I'm in Paris and run on the exact time zone as my office, which is like really amazing.
So you don't get calls at 3 a.m.
Exactly. So I think that's our new venture, and but New York has been really great.
What do they call you in New York? David Tlale?
David Tlale.
Spend a lot
gotta
of time.
Love Americans.
You spend a lot of time correcting them.
I have to like teach them, like, this is how you say
it. It's not just a name, it's your brand.
It is my brand. You can't just like
in your case,
it,
yeah, it's really
you know?
Important.
Yeah, so it and it's very, very simple now. Like, remember how you know you say Calvin Klein?
Yeah.
That's how you say David
Tlale. You don't say clean. Calvin Klein or Calvin Klein. You've got to say Calvin Klein.
Exactly. So, yeah, but it's quite interesting.
Yeah. Is Anna Wintour still the most important, powerful woman in fashion?
For who she is and where she is, yes, she is.
She's powerful.
She is very. She makes or breaks
one
brands.
One snap of her fingers and she can take hemlines so high the world is your gynecologist.
Absolutely. She's like, you know... Really?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, but she...
She's the one who tells everybody... She's the one who tells thin people they're too fat and then they can vomit themselves to death.
I know. Yeah. Anna Wintour is the most powerful person.
Extraordinary.
And, she's amazing and she's done well for that, you know?
You've met her?
No, she hasn't met me yet.
Yeah, she's got to meet you.
She has to. And I think... But the only thing is that people are not even paying attention to what's happening in the industry. Times are changing and how fashion is evolving is changing. And also,
those magazines are not the most powerful publications
not
anymore, right?
Not anymore. Thank God to social media and technology and everything. I mean, you don't need to go to New York Fashion Week to watch Fashion Week.
Uh-huh.
You can watch it right here on your phone, you know.
And then you can comment on who looks like shit.
Exactly. And you can also sell your clothing online. Yeah. So whether Anna Wintour likes you or not, you've already sold. So times are changing. Is she adapting? We don't know.
I have an email from Skolopat, who would very much... Done up.
Hello, Skolopat.
Yeah, she asked me if she could... if I would ask you to help her with her next outfit. She was in here a while ago. We love Skolopat. And we would like to make sure that she's dressed really well for the next
event.
Do you know anyone, or would you be prepared to help?
Yeah, as long as she's coming with the money,
all
right, we'll help her.
I'll pass
easily.
On
yeah.
Who do you think in South Africa just always looks immaculate?
Male or female?
Well, let's do one of each.
One of each. I think...
and this doesn't mean you're not saying this is the only one.
Exactly.
I'm just asking you to name just one of each.
Yeah, I mean, I think... Kanye Dlomo Mkhize is doing it. Mm-hmm. She looks absolutely amazing every day. Mm-hmm. Maps?
Maponyane.
Okay. Is doing well.
Absolutely.
And I think it's, you know, it's like he knows how to put himself together. He right. makes an effort, which yeah. I think is great.
Right.
Yeah.
If you wake up like I do at 4:30 in the morning and you feel like shit, how would you advise that people should dress, especially in winter when it's cold? I don't want to think about this too much, but I also don't want to look terrible. I mean, help us here. What should a man and a woman absolutely have in their closet? What should you always have on standby?
You must always have a good coat. Wool.
Mm-hmm.
Not a synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Not a bland, but good wool coat. A trench coat or whatever you call it.
Do we even know the difference, though, in this room between a blend and now we need a cult?
That's another education. Yeah. Don't try.
Shut up.
Don't try.
Don't waste
time. Just don't try.
You're embarrassing us.
Don't try.
You know who this is.
Now, the secret about winter, people don't understand. They think when it's winter, you must layer a lot of clothes. You never get warm. Your mind is telling you that, okay, I'm wearing 5 jerseys or 2 jerseys and a thermal vest, I'm warm. No, you're not. You need just a simple thermal vest, maybe a shirt, and a jacket. You can wear your coat on top. Because remember, you only need to be warm when you get out of the house, into your car or in a taxi, and then you get to your space. And then now you get at work, you are overdressed. You can't function. You can't think.
Can't move your arms.
You can't move your arms because you've got all these 500 layers underneath. And then you can't even become creative. So you got to understand you need a good coat, a beautiful pair of leather gloves. Just invest in it.
Yes.
It stays forever. Good pair of boots that don't go out of fashion. If you buy plastic shoes, big problems because you're going to have to buy every other 2 months. And then those are the basics.
Isn't
male
it,
or female, that's what you do.
Isn't it true with fashion, like with property or anything else, you get what you pay for? If you're buying something cheap, usually the reason that other stuff is more expensive is because it's going to last longer.
It's going to last you longer, absolutely.
So rather buy one thing that costs you, say, $1,000.
Yeah.
Then have to buy R100 one every 10 months.
Every 10 months, exactly. And then by the end of it, and you don't even look good either way. Mostly with the cheap clothing.
he's right. You can't argue with that. Come on, I defy you to argue with him.
No, but because I mean, you know, like cheap clothing has a thing of like looking cheap, like literally, like look plastic or look.
What is the biggest mistake a lot of men and women make in South Africa? I mean, with men in particular, when they dress, let's say if they wear a suit, what's the biggest mistake men make?
Number one is a man who'll buy a suit and not remove the tag on the outside.
That's
number one. It's like it irks me every time. And in even the parliament, people that work in the parliament can't. Like, I need to have a
you
special...
You should stand on that red carpet with a pair of scissors.
I can't.
Stand on the carpet and just clip that thing right off as they walk into parliament.
And then people that just buy clothes from Chinatown, I just don't get it because at the end of the day, it just looks horrible. The suit is shiny as if, I don't know...
Shiny is bad.
Shiny is just horrible for a men's suit. It's just like not
on. What did you say about Nduduzi Manana?
Yeah.
He dresses in these very bold suits.
Very bold, very fashionable, very
young. You like
them? I think... For who he is and what he does, he dresses well.
Malusi Gigaba?
He dresses well as well. He's got a great body, and that's phenomenal. And I think
he's slim.
Yeah. But the only thing that I don't like about some of these, you know, suits, the super tight suits, like, and then you see the rib cage and everything. I'm like, can you just be comfortable in a suit? I know it's fashion, I know it's trendy, but guess what? 3 years from now, that fashion is going to be out.
And or your stomach will.
Something. So it's great to be trendy. And also, like with men, there's nothing wrong with skinny pants, but there's a borderline when the skinny becomes too skinny, especially when you're wearing a tailored suit. A tailored suit, it means it's made for you, and you gotta be comfortable wearing
it. You don't want to look like you're wearing gym tights.
Exactly. And then everything is like, everything's like there, and then
you see the balls and
the
balls outline and all, visible penis line.
Yeah,
right. You don't want that.
You don't want VPL. All those things. Yeah, VPLs. And you just want to look good. You gotta look comfortable. You gotta look classy all the time. A suit is meant to make you look amazing.
This is valuable. This is solid gold information.
I've just realized I'm far from classy now. I am always one sneeze away from my pants ripping off.
Are you serious?
One sneeze.
You always wear super tight pants.
Sorry, can we see your shirt today? This one sometimes wears his shirts all the way down to his belly button.
Very deep.
He really loves exposing his chest.
Ben, what do we call it?
Is that
more,
a yes or
it's
a
more
no?
Ambitious you.
He's young. Let's leave him.
He does actually call it heavage.
I do feel like we could coin that term.
Okay, you're heavage.
It could be a trend that sets the world on fire.
Yeah, it's okay.
David.
It's all right.
This is young and uneducated.
You're young, you're going to grow up, you're going to get to our age, and you'll be okay.
David, right. Speaking of trends, because I feel like sometimes, you know, we become slaves to a trend. Mm-hmm. Even though we might not necessarily look good with whatever is trendy in that time, because you know, body types are different.
Yeah,
I mean, what should we take into consideration in that situation?
I think it's very important. When it's good to follow trends, but human beings need to learn to start defining themselves, to say this is my style of dress code, and if there's a particular trend in a season, you can acquire one or two pieces. But you know, with people with new money, the BEEs and whatever, and the tenderpreneurs and everything else, when they go to a shop, they buy the entire mannequin head to toe and the bag, and then they buy all the other pieces from this particular brand because they are like so into it, but they don't have style, but they've got a lot of money. And it's like, what are we doing here? I'm saying, you're 45 years old. You haven't found what looks good on you, what works for your body.
Right.
Big problems. Can you start consultation? Because you can wear 15 brands that people will never know of. But just because you want to belong and look the part when you go to an unveiling or to a wedding or a party or go out with the girls or with the boys, big problems. Mm. And it's always good to just stand out and not look like them.
I saw someone with, what you were saying just now, the entire outfit was Louis Vuitton. I didn't even know they made shirts. I thought they made leather goods, right? I mean, the cap, a leather cap, a Louis Vuitton leather cap.
There is a Louis Vuitton.
A Louis Vuitton leather belt. Yes. Louis Vuitton pants. Shoes.
There is a Louis Vuitton men's. There is a clothing
from
range.
From top to bottom.
But the thing is, I have never seen a Louis Vuitton printed shirt, like everything, and even towel.
So it was Hong Kong.
I'm not saying anything. All I'm saying is if you go to Louis Vuitton store in Paris, you ain't going to find anything like that.
Bedazzled t-shirt with a big LNV.
It looked horrible.
Yeah, so people gotta know to learn to embrace who they are and what they're about, and understand the job that you do. Understand... And most importantly, always believe the mirror. The mirror never lies to you. And it says, you look horrible, change. And you're like, nah, I look good. I want to show them. Who are you going to show? Because the mirror is showing you that you're looking horrible. Mm. Can you just like believe it and do it right? And there's this trend today.
As you cringe.
Go on. He's sighing. He's depressed about this.
And especially the new moneyed people with like bejeweled jeans washed jeans, and then tight t-shirt with a belly for Africa, and then there's a man bag around, and there's a bling belt, and then there's a pointed shoe, and I don't understand.
Because more is more, right?
No, that's the name of my theme for this season, for my spring summer, More Is More. But that is not More Is More. That is like tasteless. That is like very, it's horrible. Mm. It's just not, it's not nice.
The French say nouveau riche.
Anyway, so I'm saying people need to understand their bodies, and you need to understand there's like over 1,000 brands all over the world, all around you. And you don't have to be wearing David Lally head to toe. You can wear a David Lally shirt with another pants and another, you know.
Did you
put
hear
it up together?
The terminology he used earlier, I take note of these things. He said, acquire one or two pieces. Don't just go, I'm not going to shop for clothes. I'm going to acquire one or two pieces today.
Yeah, because I mean, you're going to spend a lot of money, and you got to look good when you I mean, when you're wearing these pieces, and also when you buy pieces, you buy to embrace what you already have in your wardrobe, to complement that jacket that you've had for the past two seasons, to say, I'm going to wear it with this new shirt, and it's going to look amazing. And you just keep building your wardrobe, and ultimately, you have an amazing closet, or your wardrobe, or even a cabinet where you put your clothes. And when you wear them, you're going to feel good.
Your new collection launches on Friday.
Yes.
At Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's at the Mall of Africa.
Yeah, they're showing at the Mall of Africa.
And you will be unveiling this. This is the More Is More collection.
My show is, my theme this season is More Is More. And we are showing offsite. And it's by invite only.
Oh, that's why I didn't know. I'm not fucking invited.
It's an acquired taste.
As he laughs, like, as he looks down on us.
Yes, you peasants. I think you were coming.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I don't even know where it is.
Wow. Everybody make sure you don't miss The Intern with David Tlale, 13-episode TV show. They've already started airing, and the grand finale will be live, a spectacular two-hour special, October 2017, and the winner will be announced. What happens to this winner?
So the winner gets to be my assistant designer for 1 year,
fully
paid salary, and then they get a studio equipment worth 250,000 rands and 200,000 rands cash to start their businesses, and they drive away with a brand new CLA Mercedes-Benz.
Unbelievable.
And this is why people think like, oh, but you're so ruthless to these designers. I'm like, do they know the worth, I mean, the total value of the prize? So it's really, really beautiful. And I mean, also for us, most importantly, is it's not only about the prizes. It's all about skill transfer. This is why we work with FP&M CETA, which is like all about let's transfer the skills to the designers. And I mean, the few seasons, this few episodes that we've done, our episodes are all volatile. They never know what to expect. They're like, what are we doing today? I mean, the first one was like menswear, and then they had to do a jet challenge, I Love South Africa t-shirt, which is going to be in store in the next few weeks. And they did jockey, and they had to like make underwear. They're like, but how are you supposed to do this? I'm like, you call yourself a designer?
Make underwear.
Let's make underwear. And
good underwear is important.
It's very comfortable. Nothing is gross as horrible underwear.
Yeah. Especially because David Tlale only wears the white underwear. So if you ever see him in white, you know him well.
And the church
is the truth.
Amen.
That is what we have learned. All right, make sure you don't miss The Intern with David Tlale. We love having you here, man. And listen, strength to you. You've done so much to achieve and to deserve the success that you've already had, and I'm sure there's so much more to come.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, we're doing quite a lot, and we're really grateful that, you know, as a brand, we're growing in South Africa. There were times whereby, you know, like, I think when I was on a high at Fashion Week, New York, I was like, let me just relocate to New York. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad that I didn't take that call. I'm glad that I stayed home, and I'm grateful that I'm still here. And I think the brand is taking off now. I mean, we have a diffusion line that spring summer coming. It's going to be really, really beautiful. It's going to be out at Spree.
And let's recap. Celebrities who want freebies, stay away. It's not going to happen. The man does not give a shit about your MC gig. pay him or he's not interested.
Exposure doesn't pay for material.
Yeah. It doesn't. It doesn't. And someone will just say, oh, but you've just dressed Kirk Franklin over the weekend. I'm like, yes, I have dressed Kirk Franklin. Do you know how much money I've made already from just that one outfit?
Right.
It is a guaranteed job. But here they're like, oh, this is the worst. But I was in that... What are these things that happen in the week? TV? Soapies? I was a barman at a soapy. Can you please dress me? And then I'm like, dude, listen. Let's just get to it, okay?
Like a barman in a soapy would ever be able to afford David Lally.
No, it's not that. But I'm just like, you saw me. I'm like, no, I don't watch TV. How am I going to remember?
Right.
You know? And so I'm like, can we just like get on to the real business of fashion?
I can't believe this Glenn, Beedham, and Pam will say such things. What a chance.
All right. Listen, David, lovely to see you. Thank you so much for coming to join
us. Thank you, guys.
This morning.
Thank you for having me.
All the best for Mercedes-Benz Fashion Week this week and for the unveiling of your new collection.
Thank you.
This is CliffCentral.com.